we go. Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, brought to you by North Conway Premier. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We are ready to go. We have all types of people texting in. We would remind everyone, if you are going to text in, please, we just need your first name, perhaps the city you're from, and then, of course, your question. If you have anything about pets, we want to know if they're living or deceased.
Yep, they feel the same to me. Energy is energy.
Energy is energy. And, of course, have at it. You can start texting in at 603-356-9145. How have you been this past month? Good?
I'm good. Yeah, today is gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's finally drying out.
Yep. That's always nice to summer is here. I can feel it.
I think it is. Yeah, the grass is green. There's mosquitoes and black flies. We're in it.
Excellent. You have some events coming up this weekend.
I do.
Yeah, busy week.
Yeah, Friday I'll be at Premier Rental Purchase, and I'll be there from 5 to 7, and we're doing free mini readings. So 5-minute readings. We just want you to come in and check out what they have. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting in probably the reclining leather sofa love seat thing that you can plug your phone into to charge.
Right.
So I'll be sitting in style there.
Nothing but the best from over at North Conway Premier, and they are located right next to JCPenney, right in the Hannaford parking lot. Mm-hmm. And you can check them out, northconwaypremier.com. And that's pretty cool. So maybe if they ask you a question here, you can give them a quick insight like we do here, rapid fire style. And then if they so choose, they can go and show up at Premier later on this week, Friday. Sarah will be there from 5 until 7. You'll be able to sit in the cozy chair and
yes,
talk with Sarah for
absolutely.
A few minutes.
Absolutely.
That is excellent. And then, of course, if you need more on Sarah, and you're doing Reiki classes that we'll get into and a whole bunch of stuff going on.
It's all on the website. You can go right to Sarah Moore. That's the Facebook page. Sarah Moore Enlightened Horizons is the Facebook page, and just simple enlightenedhorizons.com. That's the website.
That's the website for all those details. Excellent. We'll give you a revamp of that. But we got people texting in.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here he is. Here it is. It's Lisa from North Conway texting in. And first off, right off the bat, she wants to know if her boss is going to retire anytime soon. Any kind of vibe on that?
He wants to, he's afraid to, and he should. Those are your three answers. I think that this person's at like their cracking point where it's like having really dry winter skin, and if you don't put lotion on it, it's going to crack and not feel good. And I feel like the joy that they've been finding from the job is not there anymore. So they really need to find an option out, a way out. I'm hearing an option out. I don't know what that means.
Right. And she's asking more importantly about her boss to see, obviously. So would any vibes for her, per se?
I don't think it's going to change her world very much or as much as she thinks it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the boss should go.
All right.
And I say that with light and love because it's
of
not
course.
A bad thing.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. So that one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. We have Joe texting in. She's from Kearsarge, and she's not too happy about her job, and she's wondering what her next move should be. Any vibe?
You know what's really interesting? I totally get like the mist hasn't cleared on this one, so you haven't decided what you want to be doing next. So until you figure that out, you're not going to get an option. The minute you start manifesting an outcome, the universe starts working in your favor. So if you know that you want to work 4 10-hour days, now you have a start. I don't like the hours that you're working. I don't like the way that you're respected but disrespected, meaning you're kind of like an Amish horse where they just work you to death and they don't care. And when you go, they'll find somebody else to do your job. So somebody holding over your head, you have to do it or we'll find somebody else who will. That's not really fair anymore. Mm. And you have the opportunity to go do what you love.
All right. That one goes out to Joe from Kearsarge. Excellent. Moving right along. We got Candace texting in from North Conway. In fact, Candace just won a prize from us not too long ago, which is pretty cool. And she's just wondering if you're getting any general vibes for her regarding her career.
You know, I think you're right on track. Yeah, they're showing me, well, you did the Storyland ad right before this, but I'm seeing the log ride going up the hill, and I feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and the roller coaster ride of your job is fun. I like it. I feel like you're right where you're supposed to be with your career.
All right, good news for Candace. That's
and I actually hear job, not career. So I think this is like what you're doing to make your money and pay your bills. I don't think this is how you define yourself.
All right, excellent. That one goes out to Candace. We have Suzanne from Center Conway. She said she feels like she's just going through the motions in all aspects of her life right now. Wondering if you see anything for her regarding her work life as well as her romantic life.
Well, first I have to tell you that you're an energy worker yourself or a light worker. And so a lot of the light workers right now are feeling the pressure of the world. And so some of them are going almost dormant. It's like living under the moss right now where we can't feel everything at the vibration that it's existing at because it hurts. Mm-hmm. There's anger, there's the politics, there's so much that the that people are worrying about in the world, and it doesn't feel good. So a lot of light workers are kind of either bowing their head saying, I'm going to get through this, and it's not time for me to wake up just yet. Or they're like me, like, well, come on in, guys. Let me tell you why it's okay that everything's going down like it is. So I forget your question.
That was Suzanne from North Conway. She was actually, or Center Conway,
yep,
wondering about aspects of her work life and have you see that. She feels like she's going through the motions.
You are
of
going
all.
Through the motions, and I get that's absolutely fine for right now. I don't think that you've been called to action is how it's being phrased in my head, meaning you're not there. So I think that I'm a great way for people to find peace on the other side, with the other side, or with their own journey. And you counsel people every day just in your interactions with them, but I don't think you're doing it as much as you could be. It's like you see people now that are struggling and you're like, you know what? I don't need to tell them that they're doing it wrong. I'm just going to watch this one and eat some popcorn, because you're watching people be stupid. There's going to be a time where you say, hey, you know what? I don't like the way we're doing business. I think we can do it better, more effectively, and increase our revenue. And when you know you're going to be heard, I see you throwing your hat in the ring for that to happen.
Wonderful. And anything about the romantic aspect of her life? She
it's
was
coming.
Asking.
It's so funny. I just heard it's coming. And I just saw red curtains that are like ready to be opened. Like, it's coming.
All right. There we go. Suzanne, something to look forward to. We have Eves. I believe it's pronounced Eves. It's Y-V-E-S. Eves, yep, from Berlin, texting in, wondering if any concerns regarding their health.
You know, right when I sat down to do this reading, I got my airway got really tight. So I feel like your airway sort of from above your collarbones down to the middle of your breastbone area feels a little tight to me. But I get it's either allergens or it's allergens, an environmental, not what you're eating. Other than that, your health feels good. Somebody's got a pain in their butt on the left butt cheek, but you can actually figure out who the pain in the butt is in your life, and then that will get better.
Okay,
that
there we go.
Sounds crazy, but excellent. Try it.
Time goes by quick when we're doing these full moon readings by North Conway Premier. Remember, check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. We'll be back in 3.5. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.